Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds get the W the other night. They're back in action tomorrow, taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. And we go now to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach, Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Doing good.
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. We talked after the game the other night, Andrew, just about, you know, the communication, the execution, just the progress made on the ice against the Bruins. Specifically with the communication, what did you notice about that part of the game that was different, and what do you think the tangible effect of that was in terms of your performance the other night?
Well, I think that's something you kind of forget about when you're going through something where you're not getting the success you want, and you get frustrated and you get internal. And, you know, if you look through a group, I felt we're a little internal. You know, we're all squeezing it. We're all feeling, you know, we have more to give. We're frustrated. Frustration talked about such a dangerous emotion. And the only way you get out of it is helping each other. And I think communication is one of the biggest, you know, values that we have here. And we just weren't doing that. And if you look at our group, usually that's at least from standing on the bench and being with the guys, we've always spoke. We've always talked. We've always encouraged. We've always tried to stay positive. And we weren't really doing that. And I think really you could see it pretty evident last game that there was a lot of positive encouragement. There was a lot of talk. It doesn't always have to be positive either, but there's communication and where we're at in the ice. And I think, you know, it's taken, you know, this team a little bit to get comfortable. And the only way to get comfortable is being uncomfortable. And then sometimes that's talking and communicating when things aren't going well. Sometimes that's working a little harder. And I thought we did both last game.
Did anyone in particular sort of make that happen, Andrew?
Well, I think we got a lot of leaders. I think, you know, there, I think it goes to a man, to everybody. I think everybody, you know, Lowe's and Carr and you know, obviously Factor, he was, you know, obviously leads the way a lot of different nights and Yo's. So I think everybody was helping pull a little bit, just trying to pull us together. And just with that, try not to let that frustration, you know, kind of get the best of us. And I thought, as a group, we all took it upon ourselves to try to be a little bit more active that way.
So, Andrew, we saw a video that the Preds put out on social media of Zach LaRue getting the player of the game from the team in the locker room after there. I'm just curious, from your perspective, the way that he plays and the style of the game that he plays, how much do you think that kind of helped pull your group into the fight the other night?
Well, I think he brought, you know, an intensity and a relentlessness that maybe we were lacking. I thought he dragged, you know, other guys around him into the fight. I thought he was on pucks, and he has that, is a really good stick and a really good feel for the game that allows him to get the pucks. And I thought that really helped a little bit of that identity of Big Mac's line. They were kind of searching a little bit the first five games. So I thought he pushed that to kind of look a little bit like we had it going last year. And he dragged not just them. I thought everybody into the fight with his enthusiasm and energy.
UC Soros starts slow every year. And I don't know if you've come up with is there any sort of reason for that, like his style, or is it just a matter of, you know, some people take a little bit to get going. But is it fair to say that last game he stepped up his game, and do you feel like there's like a certain point in the season when you see him take it up a notch and then he kind of stays there?
Yeah, you hope so. You know, obviously only been around him a year, and last year, you know, coming in the year, I think if you look at the hockey, the start of the year, it's pretty sloppy throughout the league. Not just, you know, you saw an 8-7 game the other day. And I think for goaltenders, it's hard to kind of get in that rhythm and that flow. And the breakdowns are usually bigger this time of year than they are during as we kind of tighten up as the season goes on. But I wish I had could my finger on exactly what it is. You know, I think nobody's more disappointing. He was, you know, in some of these lucky bounces that went in, and he took it upon himself to win us a hockey game the other night.
Andrew, the power play, you guys get another one the other night. You had a goal go in, you know, 5 seconds after a double minor expired too. But just overall, what are you seeing on the power play right now? And specifically with that first unit, do you feel like you guys are pretty close to kind of busting out here and breaking through?
Yeah, I feel we've been really dangerous on the power play. I know we haven't got the results, but I mean, if you look at all the underlying numbers and by my eye, too, I feel we're really dangerous. Things aren't quite going our way there. You know, we've had a couple of them that we watch that you kind of watch through frustration. But I think if you look at the body of work here through six games, we've created enough to be. I think we're number one or two in expected goals for on the power play. So we're doing some things that are really good. They're not going in. We're squeezing a little bit. And the ones that I didn't like the cadence of the rhythm. I thought we were forcing things just out of pure frustration. But we've been able to kind of get ourselves back. I mean, we scored the other night. You know, the Novak group's created too. So I think both groups have had has looked, you know, really good, minus maybe one or two. And that's usually a pretty good sign. And when you're creating and you're getting those opportunities and the skill that we have, you know they're going to go in. I'd be worried like I was at different stretches last year where we weren't creating. We didn't feel dangerous from the bench. This year I feel kind of a little bit the opposite.
On that power play, obviously it's a huge addition to, you know, to add Stamkos. Is there a balance there, Andrew, in terms of you want to utilize that shot, but also you want to make sure that you're keeping it balanced? And has that been any part of it early in the season for you guys?
Yeah, you probably nailed it right on. I think obviously when you add a piece in the score like Stamkos, I think even for our whole group, you know, we're looking to get him the puck. You know, and I think at times, and I wouldn't say all the time, but I think at times we're maybe forcing it a little bit, which is a sign of a good team. Obviously, you're trying to get him involved and trying to get him feeling part of the group. And it's that balance at the same time. We still got to make the right play when the right play is there. And, you know, I still think we've done a pretty good job of that, but I think that is a little bit of the focus that we've kind of maybe missed on plays that we're trying to set him up a little bit too much. But in saying that, we've had some great looks.
You know, the players were talking after the game the other night, Andrew, just about the progress made in the defensive zone. And I know you said after the game, and you're right as a coach. I mean, you're always looking for better execution. But what specifically are you starting to see in the defensive zone that you think's really improving here?
Well, I think we've been, you know, obviously, I think in the defensive zone we've been pretty good all year. I think where we took a step last game, especially, I really thought that we, you know, our stick battles and our puck on sticks was at another level. And that's what's kind of made us so effective last year, where we're close on you quick, we get good sticks, and then we get physical, then we dislodge you from the puck, and we go the other way real fast. So that looked a little bit more like us last game. And really the season as a whole, I thought we've defended. Where we struggle a little bit is off the rush. And I think given those odd man rushes at different times, at the wrong times, is kind of put us in a little bit disadvantaged defensively. But I think in our defensive zone, we've been pretty structured and detailed. Of course, as a coach, I said the other night, you always want to be a little bit better. You're always pushing to be better. And kind of like I was saying, you know, watching games every night, you know, I think it's just a little loose. And the teams that get tighter faster are the teams that kind of push a little bit here early.
So is there a collective exhale to some extent here just to get a win and to stop that conversation? I know coaches, you don't want exhaling, but maybe gripping the sticks not quite as tightly, things like that. Like, do you feel like now there can be a little bit of evening out just from getting that one win?
I hope so. I think if you look at the body of work, it easily could have been, you know, 3-2, 2-2-1. You know, I thought we played some games that we probably deserved to at least get something out of. So as you look at it that way, but at the same point, you're still, you know, 0-5. And I think as we get into that 0-5, I think, especially, I would say since, you know, three games at home, especially playing at home, you're trying so hard to get yourself out of it that you're missing a little bit of the process, and the wins just don't happen. You have to put the work in, you have to go through the process of growing together, being uncomfortable together. And we kind of, at times, wanted to skip that process. We wanted to be a little bit comfortable. We wanted it a little bit easier. And this league's hard. And when things aren't going well, it makes it even extra hard to kind of stick with it. So for me, as a coach, you're looking for them to stay in the process and find a little bit of joy in the process instead of the frustration in the process. And I think we have a great group of guys. I think we've worked really hard. We just got to bottle up a little bit what we had let go in last game. And I thought forced us to be a little uncomfortable. We talked to communication. I also talked to the relentless work ethic we had last game for 60 minutes. I think we showed signs of, you know, 20-minute games and 25 minutes at that consistent work ethic and that consistent relentlessness. But I thought we brought it for 60. And when you kind of get uncomfortable for 60, you hope you grow with it and you build off of it. And, you know, we go into practice today and, you know, you want to maybe squeeze the sticks a little less, but enjoy the work that we're putting in here to get better.
Well, Andrew, looking forward to the game coming up tomorrow. We will talk to you soon here on the program. Appreciate so much for your time, and we'll see you later today.
Okay, great. Good see you. Good talking to you guys.
Absolutely. Andrew Burnett, Predators head coach, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. I do have to give a quick shout-out, Joe, to our number one fan on Robbie and Rex Road, Sarah Barnowski. Big fan of the Robbie and Rex Road program.
Nice.
And we appreciate Sarah very much.
Yeah, Sarah. Sarah listens to us more than Nick.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to you because my question to Brunette there about Stamkos, so he was like, eh, that's pretty good. Well, that's actually your point that you made this week. So I just stole your point to
no, you're
ask
welcome.
A question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe that'll make you feel better for the apparently partial judging I had in the competition a couple weeks ago.
I don't totally forgive you, but yeah, we're getting there.
That's good.
That helps. Yep.
615-737-1025. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. We'll have Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports with us coming up at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.